I'm Matt Markgraff. This is Sounds Good. I'm here in the studio with Kate Lochte. And on the phone, we're joined by Bill Ford, Paducah-based interior designer, opening an art show next weekend at Gallery 1025. Kate and Bill, thanks for being here.
Hello, Mr. Beaux-Arts. How are you today?
Well, Mr. Beaux-Arts is doing fine. I'm so glad to talk to you, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Matt... Matt named a few of your hats that you wear, but in Ms. Postlewaite's fine article about you in Paducah Life, Not Your Average Doodler, she mentions that you're a painter, a calligrapher, a teacher, a patron of the arts, and a Paducah icon.
Well, thank you very much. Gosh, you flatter me. I appreciate it so much. I've got interest in so many things. Of course, art is the center of my life, you know, and I've been doing it for many years, and this is the first time I've ever had an art show.
Well, and it's about your practice of doodling, which is sort of elevated from everybody else's, I think. Don't you think?
Yes. And, of course, I've done the doodling classes at the Yaser, and that just kind of inspired what I do. I have a certain style that I do in it. In fact, I'm introducing a series of paintings with a bow tie theme in this show also, which is unique. And I'm really looking forward to everybody seeing everything.
So tell me what's going to be in the show. Of course, the doodling is going to be a centerpiece. Will there be other works as well, Bill?
Yes, it's really a different style of work than people are used to me doing, you know. It's very contemporary, very exciting. I mean, they're great motifs to everything. I've used a lot of mixed media. It'll be pen and ink. Some will be pencil, graphite, watercolor, acrylic. And sometimes there's a combination of those elements in the different paintings, you know.
Where did you begin your love for doodling, and give us a little bit of your a description of your methodology and sense of purpose.
Well, doodling originated with me just really when I was in school, you know, and it makes me think better, and it's a form of very free expression. And I usually start with a little line. When I get ready to doodle, I just draw a line. You're going to see a line in all these paintings. It's meant to be there, and I radiate off of that line to create the image I want, and it's just what comes into my mind. I really don't know what I'm going to do. It could be a definite object, and it could be a lot of free form shapes, you know, and I work into very definite, I guess you would say, artistic designs, you know. But I really don't know what's happening, so that's what great. It's really a happening. Doodling is a happening.
Well, I sat down at the microphone just now and looked over, and there's a little Post-it note in front of me, and someone has doodled a whale spouting off of a big wave. And I thought to myself, gosh, this tells me that somebody who is really interesting just sat here before I did, you know?
And yes. Mm-hmm.
Because of that kind of free connection with the paper, can we kind of turn back the hours and you tell me where you went to art school and how you got into your own business in Paducah?
I'm originally, you know, an artist. I studied art in college. I have taken some design courses, and it kind of evolved in design, really. I came across accidentally because I was working for a paper company in Memphis, and I left the company because they were going to be unionized, and at that time I didn't want to join a union, so I went to work as kind of a gopher for some interior designers, and he and his wife, and I really learned so much from that, and I thought, this is a third dimension of what I'm doing on paper, and I just had a natural knack for it. I took a lot of courses by mail, and plus just having the experience there in the home with two really wonderful professionals, they taught me so much. And this was the field I wanted to go into. So art is a blessing, too, because I can also do that. I do calligraphy, and it's always fun. I love what I do. I feel like I'm being paid for having a good time all the time. That's how much I enjoy it.
Well, I get the sense of having been around you that as in your interior design practice, a lot of what you do is cueing off of people around you with whom you're interacting.
And it's fun working with the people. Everybody's different. Everybody likes something different. I love commercial as well as residential. And it's the person inspires me. And every home I do is different because I'm inspired by what they like, and I adapt myself to the individual and try to make them do everything right, you know, and lead them in the right direction. Color is so important. And, of course, laying out a room is like you're laying out a piece of artwork. And lighting is important when I do things in a room too. I place all my lighting and lamps to where they light up the artwork. That becomes a feature at night when you're in your home. So I make sure wherever I put art, it's got some illumination.
Bill, where did you grow up?
I'm sorry, Kate, I didn't understand you.
Where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? I grew up in Mississippi, Columbus, Mississippi. Great place to grow up. And actually originally from Fulton, Kentucky. So I'm back home. And Paducah, I went to quite a lot when I was a child. So Paducah was like returning home. In fact, I lived here for a very short time in the early 50s when my father was thinking about buying a hotel here. So we were here, I think, about 3 months back in the 50s.
So your dad was in the hospitality business?
Yes, that's what I grew up in the hospitality business. I could run a hotel if I wanted to, and the restaurant business. So I know that business quite well, and it's just something I grew up in and enjoyed. And a business next door to my father's hotel was a small department store, and they needed someone to do signs for their appliance department, and they saw my lettering. And by the time I was 12, I was actually professionally making signs after school for a department store there in Mississippi.
Well, I wonder if the freedom of your doodling is like an escape from that so ultra carefulness of calligraphy practice.
It is, and it's an elaboration of calligraphy. Of course, calligraphy to me is drawing. I mean, it's really you're drawing the letters. And I don't know, it's just a natural thing to me, but doodling is sort of a spinoff from that. Doodling is, I like to watch people doing it. I go to a meeting every Tuesday in a breakfast club I belong to, a business breakfast club, and I'll see different ones doodling. And sometimes when the meeting is over, they'll show me what they've doodled during the meeting while we're having our meeting.
Well, I want to ask you one more thing, and that is, over the span of your lifetime, what other artists have become your lights, your inspirations? Whose work do you really love?
Well, I tell you, I'm very much inspired by artists in Paducah. One artist that I met many years ago that I have great respect for, and he's inspired me very much, is Jerry Watson. In fact, I'm doing for bow ties what he did for brooms. And so I'm having fun with it. When I started doing it, I thought, you know, this is really something that's inspired me because of Jerry. And and I actually have one of Jerry's first paintings that ever won a prize in an art show, and that was in Memphis. And I'm very honored to have that. And I tell you, all the artists here are my peers, and I have great respect for all of them in this area. We're blessed to have the wonderful talent we have, and I hope that I fit into that group real well, because I really love all these people, and I love what they do. So I'm inspired really by almost everyone. You know, there's something there that inspires me and makes me want to do better.
Now expand the circle to the universe. Pick some other artists that you've really been fond of over the years.
Oh, there's so many I love. I love Degas. I love Van Gogh. They had a great effect on me growing up. Toulouse-Lautrec did. Toulouse-Lautrec inspired me really almost in my poster design. I love French posters that he did. And Chebyshev, I don't know that many people have heard of Pavel Chebyshev. He was a Russian artist that designed sets for Diaghilev, and he was a very good friend of a member of my family in New York, and I've always been inspired by him, and he has works hanging in the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and he died quite a number of years ago, but he was considered one of the greatest draftsmen that ever lived, next to Leonardo da Vinci at the time. He's not well known now, but he had a great effect on my life. I'm sorry I never actually met him, but he is an artist that I think very much of.
Your work is very...
And I have to mention Picasso. Picasso, so I love Picasso.
And music. Your life has been full of music.
Do I what now?
You have a long history of supporting the art of music.
Oh yes, I love music. In fact, I play music, Kate, when I paint. If I'm not doing calligraphy, when I do calligraphy, I play orchestral music like symphonies or chamber music. I like all music really. And then if it's artwork I'm doing where I don't have to think about spelling words and get distracted, I love opera. I listen to opera a lot.
Oh my!
And all of the music inspires me in what I do as well.
Well, Bill, thank you for making time for us today. I appreciate your speaking with me. And let's reiterate that your show, The Signature Doodling Collection by Bill Ford, opens April 13th with a reception from 4 to 8 p.m. And I believe it's up at the Ruth Bagot Gallery at 1025 Jefferson through May 25th.
That is right, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there, and it's going to be a great pleasure, and I really thank you so much for talking to me this morning. You have made my day today, but WKMS always makes my day.
Well, same back, Bill. Thank you again.
And thank you, too, Kate. I appreciate it. Have a good day.